Podcast with Brother Scott. We are thrilled that you have taken time out of your day to explore with us God's timeless truth. Regardless of who we are, we all need the light of God's Word to illuminate our path for this day. And now, here's our youth pastor, Brother Scott.
Hello and welcome back. Another episode of the Truth to You Podcast. It's April the 9th, and we're looking at Amos chapter 5. I'm here with Brother Andrew. You having a good day?
Having a great day.
That's wonderful. Hard to beat starting the day with the Word of God.
That's true.
It really is. And I hope our teenagers out there, listeners, they have started the day by reading Amos chapter 5. And I'd like to encourage you along the way. If you haven't done that, maybe go ahead and pause this episode, read this chapter for yourself, and glean something the Lord maybe has for you, and then pop this back on, and we'll try to keep it within a reasonable time period today. But I hope you'll enjoy Amos chapter 5 in your own personal reading. Now, let's go to our memory verse. It's Proverbs 12 and verse 24. You get a chance to say this tomorrow night in teen time. And let me just say, this is the final night for collecting points.
Oh, boy.
And so this is, I mean, it's go time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this is the time to say this verse. It's short. It's not long. This is
right.
Everybody could do this verse. Everybody could do this verse. Proverbs 12, verse 24, the hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the slothful shall be under tribute. Proverbs 12, 24, one more time, the hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the slothful shall be under tribute. Okay, now that we've said that, this takes us to Amos chapter 5, and it's 27 verses. We're not going to read all of them because Andrew, Brother Andrew here has chosen one, and it's a great one. And I'll go ahead and read it and turn it over to him. The Bible says this, verse 14, seek good and not evil, that ye may live, and so the Lord, the God of hosts, shall be with you as ye have spoken.
All right. Well, I think this is one of the more straightforward verses that we'll be looking at. But, you know, when I read this, I was thinking about, you know, if we were to ask anybody here or in teen time or wherever it may be, do you want God on your side? I'm pretty sure I know what the answer would be.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think all would say yes, they would. And so then naturally, you know, next is, well, what do we do to have the Lord on side? How do we ensure that?
Yeah.
And we find that right here in verse 14. And it's simply talking about good and evil. And, you know, The Lord here is rewarding good, and he punishes evil. I think we see that throughout all the Bible, Old Testament, New Testament. You see that,
right?
And as I was thinking of this, I was thinking about the difference between us living our life and us finding salvation. You know, we know that in salvation, nothing you do can get you to heaven.
Yes,
you know, it's all the Lord's finished work on the cross.
Yes,
that you trust in, and so whether you've done good or evil before then doesn't matter. It's the time, once you're saved, and that time you're spending in this life doing what you do, really determines how close you're going to be with the Lord, how much he's going to be behind what you're doing. You know, it all depends on whether you're doing good or evil or not. And here, Amos is telling Israel that, seek good, do what's right. They knew what was right.
Yeah.
I mean, they had a bunch of the books of the Old Testament already that had all the things they were supposed to do in it.
Yes.
All listed out right for them there.
Yes.
Many of the young Jewish children, as they were growing up, memorized a large portion of this. And they were taught it, and they knew what they were supposed to do. And so he's simply saying here, just do that. Just seek good, simple, and not evil, that you may live. And so the Lord, the God of hosts, shall be with you as you have spoken. So basically saying, do you want the Lord on your side? Do you want God with you?
Yes.
Well, just do what's right.
Amen.
Do what's right. You know, it's one of those things that's simple to say and understand, but with this nasty flesh we live with, it's not easy.
Yes.
Not easy to do.
Yes.
And, you know, it just he just breaks down this simple thing for him, saying, if you want God on your side, if you want God to be behind what you do, then just follow his word. Just do what's right, not evil, that you may live. But, you know, most of this, as we talked yesterday, most of this book is just the judgment of the Lord, him talking about how he judged Israel for the things they're doing, because they were doing wrong.
Yes.
And so he's just telling him, look, you want this to stop? You want this to be done? Do you want it to live normally?
Yeah.
Then just seek good. Just do what's right.
Yes.
You know, it reminds me of that verse, delight yourself in the Lord, and He'll give you the desires of your hearts. Mm-hmm. Just do what the Lord wants you to do, and you know, Amen. Enjoy your relationship with Him, and He'll be behind those things that you are doing with your life.
Yes. Yeah, that's good. You know, I think about this from kind of a secular perspective. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes maybe you're watching a movie or a show, or you hear somebody say, you know, I'm going to live it up. You know, right. I'm gonna live the dream. You know, and usually that means somebody, you know, who's maybe in rebellion, you know, just independent, wanting to live life independent of everybody else, you know, and I'm just gonna throw myself at, you know, what I want. I'm gonna go after what I want and all that. Yeah. And they equate that with really being alive.
Yeah. Right.
But when you look at the scripture, really being alive means that you're in Christ.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
That you're following Him and you're pursuing righteousness. And I love this theme that you chose, because it's just really scattered throughout this chapter. But if you look back at chapter 6, it says, seek the Lord and ye shall live.
Yeah.
So, you just can't say it any more plain than that. Like, living is not doing what you want.
Yeah.
Living, true living, real life is found in Christ.
Yeah.
And He, you know, on a practical level, He created us to be and to operate a certain way.
Yeah.
And when we embrace that way, that is truly when we are most alive.
Yeah.
And that comes through Him. So
it's true. Unfortunately, this world just pummels you with the opposite.
Yeah, it does.
You know,
it does.
Just be you. Just do you.
Yeah.
Just uh-huh. You know, whatever it is that you want, follow your heart. All this other garbage that they pump out there.
Yes.
And it makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. If I'm going to be really happy, then I'm going to do what I want to do.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
I'll look after me first. You know.
Yes. Right.
In our human minds, it makes sense.
Yes.
But you know, luckily, God knows us a lot better than we do.
Yeah. We could maybe say it, you know, another way. And I guess maybe we call these things like paradoxes, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like Pastor was preaching not long ago. He was talking about how the Lord lifts you up is when we're made humble.
Right.
And so we have to humble ourselves in order for the Lord to lift us up. And,
true.
And we could almost say that we have to die to ourselves.
Right.
In order for the Lord to, you know, raise us up in a sense in Him.
To truly live, yeah.
Mm-hmm. To truly live.
Yeah. So. That's true. Very true.
Good stuff. All right. Well, are we going to quit right there?
I think that's it.
Okay.
Nice and simple.
Well, that's it for today. We're going to just mention our teenager that we're praying for. And of course, that's Zach. So you pray for Zach. And I just want to mention as well, the Nationals team is traveling, and they're on the road, and how are we even doing this podcast? Because I'm driving. We'll leave that with our listeners.
Yes, they can figure that out.
How are we? It's just, you know, we do all kinds of crazy things here. Anyway, all right, everybody have a great day, and let's keep the Lord first. Thanks, Brother Andrew, by the way.
Yep.